This is Amanda Anderson. I'm at the International Council of Nurses Congress in Barcelona, Spain, filling in for Sean Kennedy, the editor-in-chief of AJN, who had to leave this morning. I have the privilege of interviewing and sitting with Frances Hughes, who is the CEO of ICN and has been filling that role since last year. And I'm here talking to her about why American nurses should get involved with, pay attention to, and start thinking differently about the ICN. So I'll hand the mic over to her now.
Thank you very much. And it's indeed a great pleasure to talk and particularly engage with American nurses. American nurses, and it was American nurses that were part of the founding mothers of ICN through Lily and Doc, etc. And so you've got a long history with ICN. American nurses need to be involved actively in their association. American Nurses Association is really important. And what ICN adds to American nurses is they can live vicariously in the international world. They can learn and they can become connected to the international world through ICN, through ANA. And they also can look for opportunities, because there's no, what's a solution in one country can be a problem in another, and vice versa. So the amount of history and the contribution of American nurses is overwhelming to the world of scholarship and research. But America is still having to deal with high costs in healthcare, mainly a private system, still grappling with community and chronic diseases and primary care, things like that. These are all areas where other countries you can learn a lot from. So it allows you to be connected to events. You can stay in your own country, or you can be part of the ICN family. You can be part of groups and that we have many of, and the events that we happen. So it allows you, it brings the world closer to you. And when you become part of understanding what's going on globally, you then get a better perspective of what's happening with your own country. And also it allows you to advocate in a different way. Because once you have knowledge and you learn something, you never undo it unless you get some kind of brain disorder. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.